Are you watching while talking to us, Robbie?
No.
Seen the score?
No.
You want to know the score?
No.
This interview's going well, hey? No, 1-0, Robbie, so Liverpool trailing Chelsea there.
Yes, I know. I know. How about we talk garbage business?
Whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I heard Bulldog Ritchie was having a pop about garbage bins.
We've actually gone to council. We've gone to your local council to find out if it is illegal for you to be sticking your rubbish in common bins, we'll call them.
Well, we all are common, so we're allowed to use common bins.
Depends what you're putting in there. I'm not sure you can take your house garbage into a common bin, though. I don't know if that's legal.
Okay.
I actually don't know the answer.
Let's ask the valid question. Why would you believe a dusty little
very good point. That's a very good point.
A dusty little character who can't even reach the bin for his garbage in there.
Very good
now,
point.
Now, Liverpool. Mate, there's still 15 minutes to go. Thanks, Chris. Two late goals and we'll win 2-1. That's my tip on Tav. So
brilliant.
I'm looking for two late goals there and another win for Liverpool's fierce rivals, but friendly neighbours, if you want, in Everton, winning 1-0 at West Brom, and Richarlison with a late goal there. So I did tip that one as well. So, well, I can't say as well because Liverpool haven't got those two late goals yet.
Manchester Derby Monday morning. I'd tell you what, it's a lopsided market, I suppose, as you'd expect, with City $1.50, United $6, the draw $4.25. How do you see it playing out, Robbie?
Yeah, the draw's a good bet because form goes out the window in the Manchester Derby. They do not like each other. And, yes, on form, and there's a gulf between these teams in respect to quality. And Man City, there's a gulf between all the teams at the moment. So City are firm favourites, but I'd look at the draw for that, although I have tipped City to win.
What about in the local A-League, mate? Brisbane Roar take on Sydney FC. How important is it for Sydney FC to sort of get their mojo back and win this game?
Well, they'll want to. Brisbane, tough to go. They play out of Redcliffe, which is a tight little ground. And they've dropped off in their last couple of games. So two sides looking for a bit of form. I think the champions, you know, they can keep all 10 men on the park. I think they'll be a little bit too strong for Brisbane.
Tonight, tight market. Adelaide United, $2.60. Newcastle, they're the same price, $2.60. The draw, $3.40. Got a prediction here, Robbie?
Adelaide at home. Adelaide are strong at home. Newcastle are certainly a good side, and they've been going, you know, since they appointed Craig Dean as the full-time coach, I think they're getting better and better. I'd go for Adelaide, though, at home.
Who do you like in the Melbourne Derby, mate? Victory or City?
Who do you like?
I like City.
Yeah, well, you should like City because Victory are struggling at the moment. So I'd say that that's why I asked you, because you know what I'm going to say.
Last year's grand finalists, and they beat Sydney.
Because you've been watching lots of A-League recently. Laurie?
I reckon I've watched more A-League this year than I've watched in the past. Well, yeah, I reckon in the past 2 years.
Okay, so you've watched 17 minutes.
No, I've watched a few games this year. Actually, I've watched Sydney FC, and I want to take you to task, actually.
Oh, not again.
Mate, yes, I asked you a couple of weeks ago. I said, how do you think Sydney FC are going? And you said, mate, they're going all right. They're going good. Nothing wrong with them. And now, all of a sudden, they've lost touch with the lead, and you're starting to, I can tell in the tone of your voice, starting to doubt Sydney FC. So I've predicted that.
Listen, I have sky blue pom-poms in my car.
Right.
I will never doubt. My deep love for Sydney FC is nearly as deep as it is for Liverpool. Which is actually not true. They're not. It couldn't be that good.
I was going to say, mate, that's hard.
I get smashed on Twitter for being a Sydney FC fan, which is, I was actually born in the West Western Sydney. I should be a Wanderers or a MacArthur fan. But actually, I'm no fan. I'm a fan of the game, and I'm neutral because I'm a commentator, just as you are, Laurie.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but look, I think Sydney are okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into it anymore because I'm not that confident that they are okay.
No. From my limited knowledge on it, and I heard Stevie Corriger say that they're creating opportunities, but they don't look as clinical as what they have done. That's all I'm saying. Well, would I be right in saying that?
I'd say you're 100% right, because they are creating chances, but guess what? It's about putting them away. You're going to win games, you're going to score. So out-of-form strikers are no good to you, and they're not going to get your points. So it's about taking chances.
Are they talking about Loz's multi at the Forestville shops?
Everyone talks about Laurie's multi. But I won't talk about in what vein they talk about it.
Now, listen, everyone will be supporting this multi this weekend. Okay, I reckon even you might have something.
All right, come on, what is it?
Right, race two, number one, Profiteer in the Todman Stakes. Profiteer? And in the Canterbury Stakes, this is all at Randwick. Race 8, number 2, Dreamforce. Run a place.
Okay, Profiteer and Dreamforce.
Profiteer to win, Dreamforce to run a place.
Mm.
You like it?
I like it.
Robbie,
I'm going to go on that. And Robbie, you have a lovely weekend.
You do go and have a lovely weekend. See you, mate.
Mate. Hang on, mate. Don't empty those bins. I've got a bag in my car. All right. I'll see you later, boys.